Welcome. This is Lauren Brownstein, and you are listening to the Small and Mighty Fundraising Minute. I'll be sharing some quick hits of inspiration and information to help you and your organization thrive. If you want more tips and tools, please go to pitchconsulting.com, that's PITCHconsulting.com, to join the Small and Mighty membership program. I want to take a couple of minutes today to share with you some thoughts about creativity. If you followed my blog or my podcast, you know that I am a real proponent of creativity, and I think it's an important ingredient in fundraising, especially in grant writing, because it really helps your proposals stand out from the pack in a crowded marketplace. This morning, I was listening to a podcast. It was part of the Goop podcast, G-O-O-P. That is Gwyneth Paltrow's podcast. And the guest was a woman named Amy Whitaker, who is a professor at NYU. She has an MBA and an MFA. So she is a businesswoman and artist. And she was talking about the value of creativity. And some of the things she was saying gave me a light bulb moment that I want to share with you. Not only is creativity important in fundraising, and I think in any business endeavor, for helping you stand out, but being committed to finding outlets for your creativity helps expand your mind and open your mind in ways that will help you solve problems or come at challenges from different perspectives. Creativity is a place where you're allowed to make mistakes and you're allowed to be messy and you're allowed to try again and come up with new solutions. And that's not always something we feel that we can do in the workplace or in life. In a creative endeavor, we feel more able to do that. And that is a muscle that has to be exercised. It's a skill that we can develop. And if we have some sort of creative outlet in our lives, we can exercise that muscle and then bring new perspectives to other areas in our lives. We can solve problems in new ways or figure out different ways to collaborate. Another example I was thinking of as I was pondering creativity this morning was a puzzle that my daughter got this summer. I have a 14-year-old and she happens to be exceptionally creative. That's not just a mom brag. She's very creative and just about everything that she does. And she got this puzzle. It's a maze and it's made of wood and it has a metal kind of ball bearing in it. And you're supposed to move around the ball bearing to go through the maze. And there are all these levers you have to pull to open up different corridors in the maze. So my daughter and I are trying this for a while and we cannot get that ball to go from one end to the other. And we were like, is this thing broken? Is there a hint somewhere? How do we do this? I started thinking to myself, you know, maybe we're going about this wrong. Maybe it's not about moving these levers. Maybe I need to spin the thing and the ball will get to the right place because I've seen other puzzles where you do that. I kind of gave up on it. And then one day my daughter ran into the living room so excited, showing me that she figured it out. How did she figure it out? She turned the whole puzzle upside down. That's how you solve the thing, by turning the entire puzzle upside down. And I think it's a great example of why creativity matters. If you are creative and you practice your creativity, you can take a puzzle and you can turn it upside down. So I invite you to find some sort of creative outlet for yourself outside of work, whatever that might be, and bring that creative thinking approach to your work. And you can also find some approaches and inspiration for creativity on my website, pitchconsulting.com. Thanks for listening.